But it surely saved a lot of lives and made it much easier, perhaps even made it possible in the first instance, for tanks to come inland from the beach. It would be a gross exaggeration to say that Easy Company saved the day at Utah Beach, but reasonable to say that it made an important contribution to the success of the invasion. Winter's casualties were 4 dead, 2 wounded. He and his men had killed 15 Germans, wounded many more, and taken 12 prisoners. In short, they had wiped out the 50-man platoon of elite German paratroops defending the guns and scattered the gun crews. In an analysis written in 1985, Lipton said, "The attack was a unique example of a small, well-led assault force overcoming and routing a much larger defending force in prepared positions. It was the high morale of the E Company men, the quickness and audacity of the frontal attack, and the fire into their positions from several different directions that demoralized the German forces and convinced them that they were being hit by a much larger force." There were other factors, including the excellent training the company had received, and that this was their baptism of fire. The men had taken chances they would not take in the future. Lipton said he would never have climbed that tree and so exposed himself had he been a veteran. "But we were so full of fire that day." "You don't realize your first time," Guarnieri said. "I'd never, never do again what I did that morning. Compton would not have burst through that hedge had he been experienced." "I was sure I would not be killed," Lipton said. "I felt that if a bullet was headed for me, it would be deflected or I would move." Paul Fussell, in wartime, writes that the soldier going into combat the first time thinks to himself, "It can't happen to me. I am too clever, agile, well-trained, good-looking, beloved, tightly laced, etc." That feeling soon gives way to, "It can happen to me, and I'd better be more careful. I can avoid the danger by watching more prudently the way I take cover, dig in, expose my position by firing my weapon, keep extra alert at all times, etc." In his analysis, Winters gave credit to the Army for having prepared him so well for this moment. "My apogee," he called it. He had done everything right, from scouting the position to laying down a base of covering fire to putting his best men, Compton, Guarnieri, and Malarkey in one group, Lipton and Ranney in the other, on the most challenging missions, to leading the charge personally at exactly the right moment. Winters felt that if Sobel had been in command,